Okay, we ready? Okay, so the Mishnah in Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph, the bottom of the page, quotes Rabbi Shimon ben Anas. Rabbi Shimon ben Anas gives different examples in which a fire can basically be extinguished through Gram Kiboy, through an indirect act of extinguishing the fire. So, for example, if there is a fire and somebody wants to contain the fire or cause it to go out, then mechitza can be set up. Osin mechitza b'chol akelim bein maleim bein rekanim mishvil shlo tabor hadaleka. That a barrier can be set up with any utensil, even if it's full of liquid, it's full of water, and when the fire hits it, the utensil will break, the water will come out, it will extinguish the fire. And Rabbi Yossi is osir. Rabbi Yossi is machmir b'kli cheres chadashim, because they're going to definitely cause the fire to be put out, so he holds that that's not permitted. So do we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, or do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara gives some various other examples of the principle of Gram Kiboy that seem to support the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Anas. So Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Tal Shachas Baha'or, if there is a garment that is on fire, Misad Echad, and the fire is on one side of the garment, and nosin alemayim mitzadachir, water can be poured on the other side of the garment. Bim kapsa kapsa, and if it goes out, oh well, it goes out. That would seem to indicate that this would be okay. So then the Gemara brings akasha that it seems that maybe this type of blatant gram kipoy, where you're actually pouring water, is not permitted. It's only if you're actually going to be wearing a talus. Maybe you'd be wearing it anyway. And as a result, you put it around yourself, the fire happens to go out, don't know exactly how that works. Therefore, that would be okay. But if it was something that was more blatant, like the pouring of the water, maybe that wouldn't be okay. So the Gemara says, no, that's Hudiyamak Rabbi Shimon ben Anas. The more lenient Shita is going according to Rabbi Shimon ben Anas. And the Gemara, therefore, seems to conclude that this is essentially the machlokis between Rabbi Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Yossi as to whether gram kiboy is essentially permissible. That the Gemara asks, does he really hold that gram kiboy is permissible? It says, and yeah, we see just from the contrast between himself and the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so that is the Gemara, and do we paskin that way? So the Ran says that he quotes Ramban, the Rambam, saying that it's very clear that we paskin unequivocally, like Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, that it would be permissible to engage in an act of a gram kiboy. Tosfos over here on the bottom of Daf Kofa Chofa ben Aleph says that there's another problem. If you're going to pour water on one part of a garment, if the other part has caught fire, and that is that begish shriyasu zeho kibuso. So he says you're not exactly pouring it on the garment itself, labdapka al hatalis. And other Rishonim following along the lines of Tosfos say that there's only a side problem of kibus, of malabin, and therefore you can't spill the water on the garment, but you can pour other liquids on the garment. You can pour other liquids where there wouldn't be a principal shriyasu zehu kibuso. That's Tosos's kind of modification of the permissive shita that you would be even allowed to pour water on one side of the garments. And then the Mordechai kind of spoils the fun a little bit. The Mordechai on this Gemara, in the back of the Gemara in Perek Kol Kisvei, I think it's the first set of comments of the Mordechai and the Gemara towards the end of the end of this parak. So pick it up over here. So the Mordechai quotes a machlokis about whether gram kiboy is permissible only in this type of a case where basically you have a fire. This is the Mordechai Simon Shin Sadi test in the back, or whether it's permissible across the board. And what's interesting is that the Mordechai actually applies this machlokis even in the case of Yontif. He says, here the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon because we quoted Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara who's going like Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, even though normally the halacha would be Rabbi Yossi mechaveiro. He says Beharav Klonimis Rabavadya Mishum Rab Yantav Pitzi Byantav. They permitted on Yantiv Lasse Sakin Okliodava Nital Nersha Shaba Shalmakwan Lokasa, that if you put some sort of an impeding object on a candle, not directly where it's being where it's being lit, she'eno el gram kiboy, so that it will hit the object and get extinguished that way, and it's only a gram kiboy, then that's permissible. About Rabbeinu Yoel Pirish, Rabbeinu Yoel says no. Tafila biyamtiv, even if I'm only speaking about yamtiv, lo shamin and gram kiboy lechatzchila el b'makom hezek dafka. We only permit it b'makom hezek. So that seems to be based on this Gemara. This Gemara here is talking about where there is some sort of a hezek. You have your garment, which has caught fire. You have a fire which threatens to burn down the entire house. That's a makom hezek. So you put up some kalim in order to that are filled with water in order to break the fire in your house. And if it's a garment, you pour a liquid on the other side of the garment in order to extinguish the garment. But it's only a gram kiboy, and it's permissible, but it's only in order to prevent damage. But it's not. But if it's not to prevent damage, then it would not be permissible. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Beitza, on Daf Chav Beis, on Aleph, and he has a mevakin habikas. The one can't cut the bikas, but it's corrected, because the right gear says mechabin habikas. You can't extinguish a log, kidei lachos aleha, in order, because of the fact that you're worried that you want to keep the log for future purposes. It's not damaged, you just want to save it for some future fire. Vimbishvil, but that's not permissible, even though it's only gram kiboy. How is that only gram kiboy? Maybe it really depends on what girsa in the Gemara, the Mordechai had. So our girsa is eimachapin apikos. Sounds like actual kiboy. He says this is gram kiboy. Vimbishvil shlo yisashin abayas oakadevi mutter. But if you're doing it in order to prevent damage, so then the Gemara says that it's mutter. So it's interesting. How do we paskin the halacha? Do we paskin the gram kiboy is permissible across the board? This is also, or if it's only b'makom hezek. This is also important, because this halacha regarding gram kiboy is understood by most of the Rishonim. We look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down that it's generally understood to be a halacha not only with respect to kiboy, but it's a halacha with respect to all malachos of Shabbos. That all malachos of Shabbos is losase. You can't do an isoy of the malacha. This is not a direct asiya of the malacha if it's ayyidei grama. And therefore, whenever it's only ayyidei grama, it's an indirect causation. That's only going to be usher at best midra abanan. And it seems gram kiboy is a mutter altogether. So do we say that grama is mutter altogether? Is so grama only mutter b'makom hezek? Or is it a special dinner? Gram kiboy is only mutter b'makom hezek. So this is going to be important halacha l'maisis. So this is a machlokis, or it seems to be recorded in Shulchan Aruch as a machlokis between the Mechaber and the Ramah. If you look in Siman Shin Lamed Daled, the Mechaber brings all three shitos basically that we have discussed of what type of a kiboy or gram kiboy is going to be permissible on Shabbos. And that is in Halacha Chaf Beis. So the Mechaber says that Teva She Achaz Baha'or, I have a cabinet that's on fire, Yachal Lifos Or Shel Gedi, Misida Ha'akir Shel Tisarev, you could put on some leather covering of a goat in order that it not burn further. You can make a barrier with any kli in order to prevent the fire. That which Rabbi Yossi didn't allow, and Rabbi Shimon ben Ananas did allow, a earthenware vessel full of water. Because gram kiboy is going to be completely permissible. And says the Ramah b'makom seida. So the Ramah quotes from the Mordechai that we just cited. The Ramah says this is only b'makom seida. The Mordechai was talking about yantiv, but it's a kal v'chomer. If yantiv is only permissible b'makom seida, certainly on Shabbos, gram kiboy is only going to be permissible b'makom seida. Says the Be'er Halacha, the Gram Kippoi Mutta, Labdaka Kippoi, the Humalacha Shenet Tzrika Lagupa, and Kippoi is not even such a severe halacha. It's a Malacha Shenet Tzrika Lagupa. You don't need the charcoals, you don't need anything. It's still Usser. And Gram Kippoi is Mutter, so I would have thought maybe only Kippoi. So he says, no, it's not only Kippoi, the Afila B'chol Malachos, the Dinke, and even with all Malachos, Grama is essentially permissible, but the Rama says it has to be Mamakam Seda. So what about the case of the talis that we mentioned? So Yeshom Shen Yakali Tela Mashkin Kate Shiyfek Shiagilahem. There are some who say that you're not allowed to put mashkin at all directly on a talis. This is based on a Gemara on Mem Zion Amud Beis that talks about putting water underneath Nitzotzos where I don't have a kli, which is a barrier between the fire and the water. So some say that's not permissible. V'yeshomim that it is permissible. Shemutal asos came b'shar mashkin. It's permissible. The only problem that we have to worry about is a problem of melabein. So therefore, any mashkin other than water would be permissible. B'shem kibus v'yesh matirim, and then you have what was implicit in the Ran that is permissible. Afilu b'mayim, even if you use water. The divrei svara shein is mirim, and we follow the second svara. The second svara that even if it's not an intervention of a kli, even if the kiboy is going to be caused by the actual water, but it's still a gram kiboy, it's not direct, it's indirect, so that's going to be permissible. And again, according to the Rama, which we follow, and this is a very important qualification, it has to only be mamakom hefseid. So there are a couple of questions that need to be examined. One question is, how do we really define grama? So one way to define grama is that the action is not immediate, the action is going to occur later on. Even if I've set a process in place, if the ultimate result, the ultimate malacha, is not going to occur until later on, so that's going to be considered to be grama, and whatever heterim applied to grama would apply to this type of a circumstance as well. So that, for example, if somebody has a hefseid consideration, that they're trying to avert because of a timer that was not set properly, and they want to change the timer to go off at a different time on Shabbos, since it's not going to go off right away, it's going to go off later on. So some say that this would basically be a situation of grama, and therefore there'd be room to be mako b'makom hefseid. There is another group of achronim who say that's not the definition of grama. The Rav of Soloveitchik understood that if I'm setting a motion in place right now, even though the final action is not going to occur until later on, then the final action is attributed to the very first moment. It's considered to be my action, and therefore, that is going to be what's called koach achim me'urav bo. That I'm setting into place an action that is going to rely upon other forces, whether it's maybe electricity forces or whatever, but those forces are already in place, so that's not going to be considered grama, that's going to be a malacha mamash. It's only going to be grama if I set something, if I do something right now, and whatever is the ultimate action is only going to commence later on. At the point in time in which the fire reaches the water, so that's when the kiboy is going to begin. But the kiboy action has not already been set into motion. It's not as if I have put the water together with some sort of a wind process that's going to take the water over to the fire so that I'm relying upon a koach acher. The way that, for example, the malacha of winnowing is defined, that I throw the wheat kernels into the air and they get and the wind blows them and causes the separation of the chaff. So that's the definition of Zohar. So the Rav understood that's not just a side definition or anomaly with respect to malacha of Zohar. So Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Samach indicates that is the way that that is true of all malachas. That whenever I do a malacha in such a way that it's already set into motion, and I'm relying upon a koach acher of wind or electricity or whatever else, but the koach acher is already in motion when I do my action, so that would be a real malacha. That wouldn't be grama. It's only grama if there isn't a koach acher. It's just that I've done something, and whatever the malacha force is, that's going to happen memela at a later point in time, like the case of pouring water on one side of a talis, where memela the fire is going to eventually get there, and then it's going to cause at that point in time for the malacha essentially to be initiated. So therefore, what I'm doing right now is considered to be a grama. the raya for this is a Nemuke Yosef in Baba Kama. The Nemuke Yosef asks that since Isha Mishim Chetzio, that the Hezek of Eish, of fire, is based on it being the person's own chitzim. It's a question, is it Mishim Amon or Mishim Chetzio? So Mishim Chetzio, so the Nemuke Yosef asks, so then why is it that we can light candles on Erev Shabbos that are going to be lit on Shabbos, either the action is going to be on Shabbos? So he says, yeah, but because we go back to the initial moment of when the action was performed. It's all attributable to the initial moment. The initial moment was an Erev Shabbos. Since the initial moment was an Erev Shabbos, so therefore there's no malach at that point. But since that's considered to be the initial moment, we see that the fire is attributed to the moment in which, even though the malacha is not going to happen right away, the malacha only happens when it's actually Shabbos, but it's attributed to the first possible moment. So therefore we see that when it's set into motion, so when something is set into motion, then that is the time that we define the malacha as having actually occurred, and therefore it is not merely grumma in such a case. So this is important because it actually relates to a number of different types of cases. We gave the case of the Shabbos timer. So according to the first definition of grumma, so that would be a case of grumma, and therefore if somebody wanted to adjust the timer to go up at a later point in time, so that might be considered to be a grum. If it was a mamakam hefseh, there might be some sort of a heter. According to the Rav's approach, there's nothing to talk about. That's considered to be an electric process, a mamish, or whatever malacha, issa d'rabbanan is involved, would be involved in such a case, even though the final action was only occurring later on. This also has become a little bit of a hot issue in contemporary times with respect to Shabbos mode ovens. So when it comes to Shabbos mode ovens, Rav Heinemann of the Chof Kei developed a whole contraption that can be, it's called Shabbos mode, but a lot of it can only be used on Yantav. I never really fully understood that. But in any event, he developed this contraption where there are certain things that he holds you're allowed to do with it on Yantav, and there I just printed out Akashus Currents from the Stargate Online. These are very controversial. The Shabbos mode ovens, most poskim came out against it, it seems. Yosef Shalom Yoshev Zatzal came out against it. Many contemporary poskim came out against this idea for a variety of reasons, but part of it revolves around the idea of grumma. So he writes, for example, some Shabbos mode ovens, this is written by the administrator of Stargate to explain how it works. Some Shabbos mode ovens are designed to work with a random delay. This feature allows one to raise the temperature on Yom Tov at any time, regardless of when power is flowing to the oven, because you have to worry about if the power is, you have to worry that you may be causing the electricity to go on. You might be turning on the electricity. So he says that if it has a random delay, it's not directly causing the temperature to change. And these instructions of the random delay are being left for the computer to read at random intervals. The computer will then follow the instruction to raise the temperature. Therefore, this action is only causing a grumma, an indirect action, which in turn will cause the temperature to be raised. And therefore, they hold that it's permissible. Similarly, there's a question, why is one allowed to push a button on the keypad? That might actually be, depending on how that functions, whether there's a koach hachem u'urbo. There might be, since the computer system was set up, that could be a koach hachem u'urbo. Why is one allowed to push a button on the keypad of a Shabbos mode oven on Yontif? Pushing a button on an oven when in Shabbos mode on Yontif that starts a process internal to the computer without any heat, light, sound, movement, or anything tangible that can be perceived is not considered a malacha and is permitted on Yontif. When a malacha is finally accomplished, namely turning on the heating elements in the oven, it is accomplished through a grumma, an indirect act, because there is a random delay of between 15 and 25 seconds before the heating elements can be activated. This grumma is permitted on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. So the assumption then of the Shabbos mode oven is, number one, that this type of an action is in fact considered to be grumma, and number two, that despite the fact that it's not necessary per se to prevent any type of hefseh, there are other ways in which people can properly set up their heating systems for Yom Tov, nonetheless, it's permissible on Yom Tov, even though on Shabbos we have the psak of the mama, that it is only b'makom seda. So we have to analyze both of these propositions. With respect to the first proposition, as we said, it's not muskom l'chol hadeos. If there is a whole system and a computer system in place, and when you press the button, that is basically being set into effect. It's a process internal to the computer that is put into effect, and it's eventually going to result later on in the turning on of a heating element. So if we follow the Rav's definition of the distinction between Grum and Koach Achim Me'urbo, that sounds much more like Koach Achim Me'urbo. But even if we follow those we showed him, who say that an action which results at any point later in time is really not considered to be a problem and is, could say, at least on a Daraisa level, and is only considered to be Grumma, then we have to reckon with the Psak of the Rama in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, the Rama says that B'makom Seida, Grumma, we have this dispensation, but if it's not B'makom Seida, then we don't have this dispensation. What was that based upon? That was based upon the Rabbeinu Yoel quoted in the Mordechai, who explicitly said that this halakha is applicable on Yontif. So how does Rav Heinemann come up with this idea that he says very casually and frequently that grama is completely permissible, gram kibor is completely, or grama, we're applying principles of grama in general, is completely permissible on Yontif, even if it is not b'makom seida. So it's interesting. I first learned the b'shita of Rav Heinemann when I was a student at Yale Law School, because at that point in time in the kosher kitchen, we had, for some reason, one of these like soda machines where you press the button, you know, and soda comes out. It's like a lot of fun because normally when you're growing up, you have to pay money for it, but we just had it in the kosher kitchen. You could press it at any time, get all the soda that you wanted. So the question was whether on Shabbos we were allowed to press the button or not. So at that point in time, the mashgiach of the kosher kitchen, a very fine hilchata makakam, was a Talmud of Rabbi Heinemann from Baltimore. So everything was, he was quoting Rabbi Heinemann. So he said at that time, yes, well, we wouldn't be allowed to use it on Shabbos, but on Yontif, it's permissible to use it because it's only grama, whatever process was in effect of some sort of electricity that would go on at some point if you would press the machine, so it would cause eventually for an electricity reaction. And since it's only grama, therefore, that's permissible on Yontif, because Rav Heinemann ruled that grama is permissible on Yontif. So I wondered about this. What's the source? So the source, since the Mordechai, clearly, that the Rama in Hilchos Shabbos was based upon, was talking only about Yontif, so it seemed a little peculiar that where this whole halacha comes from in the first place was a Mordechai that said that it has to be only B'makom Hefsed, and he was talking about Yontif. But he got this from the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tavkuf Yudalid, Sif Gimel. Interestingly, the same Shulchan Aruch, or the same Siman in Shulchan Aruch, that actually quotes the halacha that the Mordechai cited in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yoel, as his proof text, the Grama B'Yontif is Aser, so that very same Siman actually brings that halacha in Sif Aleph, Eimachabin Abikas, Abikas, you can't extinguish the log, Rafidu Kadei Shal Yisashin Abayas Akadeva, Kadei Lashamish Mutaso. It's not allowed to extinguish the log, and he brought that as a proof that Gram Kiboy is Aser. Again, not entirely clear how that was the situation per se of Gram Kiboy, the way he's understanding the case, but nonetheless, that case is codified La Halakha, which was the proof text of Rabbeinu Yoel. But later on, in Sif Gimel in the Rama says as follows. The Rama says, Umutar Lahamin Ner B'makam Sharuach Sholet Kedei Sheyichbeh, that you are allowed to place a candle in a place where, in a location where there are winds, and you know that there are winds that are blowing, kidei sheyichbe, and that you have in mind, actually, that it's going to cause it to be extinguished. That is your intention. A grama that comes about that you didn't intend is generally something which is viewed leniently by the poskim, like pouring out water on the porch. It's eventually going to go on the grass, but that's not your intention. That we're more makel about, but the cases we're talking about is there is an intention. So here, where you actually are going to have a candle lit, b'makom sheruach sholei kedei sheyichbeh, he says that you can do it. But also, la'amido shamik paravuach menashiv, if the wind is already blowing, then you're not allowed to put the candle there because that's kiboy mamish, because the wind is already blowing. But if it's just that you know the wind's going to blow, so then he says that is considered to be okay. That would say, would seem to indicate that Gram Kiboy is Hetzer Gamor. So the Shaar HaTzion in Sif Lamed Aleph has the following discussion. And I thank Rabbi Howard Jachter in his Halacha Files for noting the Shaar HaTzion for my purpose. So he says that he quotes the Magen Avram who asks Akasha on this, and he says, what was the reason the Magen Avraham asked Akasha? He says, because since we have a general principle, the Lo Shari Gram Kibor, the Makam Seda, Kamoshikasa Simon Shin Lamedal, as we say in Hilchos Shabbos, is only allowed Makam Seda. So how is it that the Rama here did not insist that it only be the Makam Seda? So first he says that halacha that's quoted by the Rama doesn't really have much of a makor. The halacha quoted by the Rama in Hilchos Shabbos, it says it's only Makam Seda. That we don't find anyone else who says this. So that I thought was a little bit peculiar because Rabbeinu Yoel says this. That's where it comes from. It comes from the Mordechai. So then I looked inside the Taz and I saw the Taz in fact said that Rabbeinu Yoel doesn't have a chaver. Not that the Rama doesn't have a chaver. The Rama has a chaver. He has the Rabbeinu Yoel as a chaver. But he meant that Rabbeinu Yoel at the time that he made the statement that was quoted by the Mordechai, he didn't have a chaver. You don't find any of the other Rishonim who necessarily have the Shita. And then he says, Vayema Mama Mordechai. If you look in the Mama Mordechai, Shekasa of the Efsha de Biyomtov, the Kuleyama Shari Gram Kiboy Lechatzchila. He says, if you look in the Mama Mordechai, so he indicates that on Yantiv, everybody agrees that Gram Kiboy is permissible Lechatzchila. And Kamashmos Hatosos Beis Adav Chav Beis. If Tosos didn't distinguish, Tosos just said you have a problem if you pour water on the talis, but otherwise did not have a problem with Gram Kiboy and didn't say it only had to be Mamakam Hefseid, that it's possible V'chein Hudas Eliyahu Rabba V'chein Hiskim Hamama Mordechai L'Hakil Al Kopanim B'Yom Tov. And therefore the Mama Mordechai quoted by the Shaar HaTzion said that it's okay to be makel at least on Yantiv. So this is basically, it's a Shaar HaTzion on the bottom of, in Siman Tovkop Yudalit and Sif Katan Lamed Aleph in the Shaar HaTzion, quoting Imam Mordechai, this seems to be the basis for the distinction between Shabbos and, well, Shabbos itself, it's just a chumrah. We only find it in one of the Rishonim, we find it in Rabbeinu Yoel. The makor may not be 100% crystal clear to us. And we don't find any of the other Rishonim who say this, therefore, even though we're machmir on Shabbos, but on Yantiv, there's more room to be makel. One could say Yantiv anyway, Kiboy is mamish, is sometimes permissible, as is described here in the Siman for purposes of Ochel Nefesh Mamish. Maybe if something couldn't be done beforehand, the different scenarios, it's Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, Halacha ve'imoinke, and there are certain leniencies, maybe specifically with Kiboy. One can argue that maybe the heter, the Mama Mordechai, was specifically intended for Gram Kiboy and Yantiv, and not necessarily Gram other types of prohibited actions on Yantiv. That's another question mark that we can raise in this entire discussion. But even in the realm of Gram Kiboy, we find that this is a shita that's simply mentioned in the name of the Mama Mordechai. Now, it happens that this halacha that was brought by the Mama, in which this whole heter is based upon, of Mutal Aminev Makam Shuach Sholeit, Kedei Sheikbe, where we justify maybe the reason why the Mama here didn't say it had to be Makam Hefseid, based on the Mama Mordechai's suggested distinction between Shabbos and Yantiv, even that halacha is not muskam. The Mishnah Berurah also brings that there are yesh machmirim. The Magen Avraham is machmir, and the Be'er Halacha just so happens, looking in the Be'er Halacha as opposed to the Shaar HaTzion here, so the Be'er Halacha says l'niyos daitia dinimo. He says that really in this particular halacha, even though it might be for totally different reasons, but he says with respect to this particular halacha, he thinks that the better conduct in this case is to follow the Magen Avraham as opposed to the Rama. So if we're using this halacha as a basis for being makel with respect to grama in general on Yantiv, it would seem that we are potentially on somewhat shaky ground. So the bottom line is that. When it comes to grama on Yontiv in connection with the Shabbos Modavins, there are really at least two problems that arise from the discussion in our Gemara. One is, how do you define grama? In our Gemara, grama does not seem to be defined in terms of a process that is put into effect from the moment that you're putting the water down, that you are utilizing forces that are definitely causing the malacha to begin. Rather, you're just putting something in place where a malacha is going to begin later on in time when the fire reaches the area that you have caused to be full of water or a utensil which is filled with water. That's number one. And it's possible that only in that case is it considered to be guama, but not a case where you press a button and there's already a system that is put into place that's going to cause the heating element to then go on at a later point in time. And number two, this notion of whether guama is mutter or nyantiv is really not so crystal clear, because the Rama, based on the Rabbeinu Yo and the Mordechai, holds that even in our Gemara, the grama is on the gram kippoy is only permissible b'makom hefsei, and therefore and the Rabbeinu Yoel specifically says this in the context of yantiv, and it's very possible, and many poskim say this as well, halacha lemaise, that not only is a grama prohibited on Shabbos if it's not b'makom hefsei, but so too grama, according to many poskim, is prohibited on yontiv as well, even unless it is b'makom hefseid. So for those who follow this particular psak of Rav Heineman, if they have Rav Heineman as their rebbe, like the rabbinic personality who was in the Yale Kosher Kitchen when I was a student there, then that they certainly have an Adam Gadol to be somech upon. But even Rav Heineman, when he was presented with a lot of pressure regarding the Shabbos Morabin, so he gave the Horah that everybody should, of course, follow the Psak and the instruction of their particular Rav. Okay, stop here. Yes, Ali.